Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of Love My Poland. Today I have a special topic for you, a special episode. I have had two comments on my YouTube channel asking for virtually the same thing. The first question comes from Jesse Nelson, who happens to be a best friend of mine back in the USA. He says, Russ, will you please talk a little bit about dating and courtship in Poland and how that works? And most recently I had a guy, I guess it's a guy, Cinatel of Fortune says, greetings from a young US Catholic here. Any advice on Polish girlfriend and Polish dating traditions, rules for foreign men? Well, I'm going to talk about that today. It's taken me several weeks to kind of collect my thoughts and to hopefully say the right things on this topic. So let's get started. So let's start with dating in general. I think the biggest difference in Poland in dating is how the date takes place, what the date actually looks like. Let's compare that to my reality growing up in Houston. When I was in high school, I would have to get the girl's phone number, work up the courage to do that, actually call her, arrange the date, pick her up from her house, and if you had dating experiences like mine in the US, you would have to go through the father's or the mother's interrogation. Who are you? Who's your family? What are you going to do in the future? And oh, have my daughter back by 10 p.m. Yeah, that's American dating. I think you've seen that in a lot of films as well in the past. But in Poland, it's so much easier, it seems. Today, people have so many forms of instant contact. Snapchat, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, WhatsApp, Tinder, and so on. Really, it seems that there's no excuses not to have a boyfriend or girlfriend nowadays. It's so easy to strike up a conversation with someone. And I have to say that I'm jealous about how easy it is for them. No need to meet any family members. They have their monthly tram or bus tickets, and everybody meets up in the city center at some pub or club. No need to drive, no need to ask your parents for the car. It just really is quite interesting here. And here in Częstochowa especially, we have a lot of intimate, cozy little cafes, which are the perfect dating spots. I mean, just one after the other. In terms of getting together though, I keep up to date by asking many of my students who are unmarried how they met their boyfriends or their girlfriends. I'm extremely nosy. That's just one of the things I brought over from the USA. I have no problem asking, how did you meet your girlfriend? Do you have a boyfriend or girlfriend? Tell me about it. And you know, the majority of them say that they met through friends who hooked them up. It really does appear to me so much easier here. What's more, there are many good nightclubs in larger Polish cities where people go to meet. If you're shy, there are popular places to find a date in Poland like salsa or bachata dance events or a multitude of nightclubs where it's really easy to just get together with people. Now, what about my own personal dating experience? Was it easy for me? It's a really good question. Growing up in America, if you go by what Hollywood has to say, if you're an English person or an American English speaker, you just have to go into a foreign country and say, hello, I speak English, I'm from England, I'm from America, and that will result in having instant friends and instant other opportunities. Wow, that is really, really wrong. Hollywood was and is so wrong. If you're looking for a good Polish girlfriend, good meaning those who'd like to build a traditional family, loyal girls, girls who come from a conservative Christian home, they're not going to be easy catches. I would say that caution is the main word to describe my dating experience in Poland. Girls were curious about America, they were curious about what I was doing in Poland, they wanted to know what I thought about Poland, but dating exclusively seemed to be a big step. One girl's mother even asked me if being Baptist meant I was from some dangerous religious sect. She heard from a workmate that we had, you know, strange events and we didn't believe in Jesus, all kinds of just misinformation about that. So I kind of had to go through that part. Other girls asked if I had a secret family or kids back home or what reason could I be in Poland? Maybe I was a criminal who escaped America. I think I had more success with girls who traveled or knew English fluently. I could go on and on, but today I would really like to share six things that you must know when dating a Polish woman. If you're a foreign person coming over here and you're interested in dating, pay attention to the six things I'm going to tell you. Number one, family matters. And you're going to be spending a lot of time with her family if the dating goes long term, especially mama. Most Polish girls I've met hold mamusia in really high regard. If mama doesn't like you, it's not going to work out in the long term, trust me. So what should you do? I would say impress the mom. Buy her chocolates. Always, when you come to the house the first time, have a gift. Buy fine alcohols. Compliment the heck out of the meal she cooks. Tell her the house and the garden are beautiful. Compliment her daughter in front of her. They love that too. If mama needs a ride somewhere, be the first to offer to give her a lift. I think you get the idea. Number two, dancing. You'll be expected to dance at practically every celebration or party that takes place in this country. Dancing is so big here, and I have yet to meet a girl who cannot dance exceptionally well. My beginnings were really tough. I couldn't dance. I grew up Baptist. We didn't dance in our church, and we didn't have any events to dance, really. I was really behind. I was really behind in dancing. I had to learn very, very fast how to dance and kind of keep up and not look foolish on the dance floor. So my advice is, if you can't dance very well, get a dancing lesson, learn some basic moves. Otherwise, you run the risk of looking like, I'm not gonna say it. You know what I mean. The third thing you have to know is that Polish women can have quite a temper. Most Polish girls I know can be quite headstrong. They have an opinion, that opinion matters, and you'd better be paying attention. I'm not a screamer, I don't like to yell, but oh, the Polish girls I've met can really scream, and they're not afraid to make a scene in public either. I've been there, done that a few times. Think in Poland, like Italian-style love, if you're not quite sure what I mean. The good news is that after the tantrum, Polish girls seem to kind of get it out of their system. There's not a lot of this, you know, long-term passive-aggressive stuff they hold on to and they bring up again. They explode, they're angry, it's over. So I think that's kind of more of a healthier approach to having an argument. So Polish girls can be quite headstrong, most of them. Fourth thing, be a gentleman. The majority of Polish women I've met expect old-fashioned gentlemanly behavior. Open the door for her, pull out the chair for her, take her coat, and yes, always do pay for her meal. I've yet to meet a girl here who wants to go Dutch treat. This just doesn't work over here. We're just not there yet. Things are changing every day, and I'm sure that the younger generation might be changing, but from my experience, I've never seen it. So be a gentleman. Number five, Polish girls appreciate intelligence and know-how. I think there's nothing more attractive to Polish women than a man who's knowledgeable in many areas of life. The Polish education system is built in a way that Poles are fairly well educated and can discuss pretty much anything in the world with at least some basic knowledge. I'm often blown away with what people know here. Certainly, Poles know more about America than Americans know about Poland. I mean, and I know you can argue saying, well, America's a superpower and America's, you know, very influential, but it really is. There's a huge gap in knowledge there. So I would suggest getting familiar with some Polish history. It will be especially useful with discussions with dad, uncles, and brothers at the table. Really, have some knowledge about this country or else. The sixth and final point I'd like to talk to you about today, good piece of advice. Polish girls value an ambitious guy. Having money and a good standard of life are vital for Polish women. Polish history has been so brutal over the years, and today, much of the nation seems like it's on a mission to show the world what it's made of. Poles are very competitive, and at even times dangerously jealous of others' success. I dare anyone out there to argue with me on that one. If you're hardworking, have big dreams, you'll be sought after here, regardless of your background. I would not recommend dating a Polish woman if you're satisfied with the status quo. No dreams, no desires to go further. Not a good idea. Be ambitious, dream big dreams. Polish girls seem to be really attracted to this approach to life. And of course, that's my experience. That's not true in every case. That may come across as a bit shallow, but it really isn't. Many girls think long-term goals, a better life for their children, traveling opportunities. I think you understand. So as always, I thank you for watching this episode today. I invite you back for more. More and more are coming. Any comments that you have about this, something you disagree with, something you do agree with, I welcome that. Just be nice in the comments section. Thank you for watching. If you haven't subscribed, go ahead and click that button and become a subscriber. Thank you. Have a wonderful day.